Log Talk Radio.
Show. I get to serve as your hostess for tonight. I'm Sandy Rogers, and thank you for being with us. I get so excited every Tuesday because I've got some of the most outstanding guests ever that come and share so freely of their gifts and their talents in the world. So I have absolutely the best ones out there, so there's no doubt about that. So thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Again, I get so excited to bring these beautiful individuals to you every week. So we have a couple of things that we do to get ourselves prepared for the radio show. We give thanks to our ancestors for being with us always, but especially on Tuesdays as we embark and discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open setting. We stand on the shoulders of our ancestors for strength, and we trust that the ancestors got our backs. As we move forward, we know that they're holding us up. We love you, ancestors, now. We love you forever, ancestors. Ashe, ashe. We also have a new ancestor to add to the roster, David Gistar Jr., first cousin of mine. We laid him to rest yesterday, so God bless his spirit and his soul. Next, what we do is we embark upon... I like that. We embark upon a sharing of affirming words so that we can shed any of the daily stuff that may have got attracted to us as we moved about during the day. So what we want to do is make sure we come with a clean heart and an open mind to receive the speaker. And so I have... a daily inspirational blog that I do at revsandy.wordpress.com if you're interested in receiving that automatically every day. And so we read a small part of that just to make sure that we're all in alignment. So today's message is called The Onion. An onion has layers on it that must be peeled away before you can use it. We sometimes are like onions. We need to peel off layers before we get to our authentic person. We have layers of disappointments, layers of hurts, layers of pains, and layers of unmet expectations. We have layers of feeling unloved and unlovable. We have layers of false feelings of unworthiness, layers of sadness and confusion, and just lots of layers and layers of junk and stuff. So today I began peeling off and throwing away the layers I have allowed to build up around me and cover the authentic me. The authentic me is whole, complete, loved, capable, worthy, joyous, and wonderful. The authentic me seeks full expression as a child of the Most High energy, choosing to vibrate at an awesome level of consciousness. I celebrate my life in totality. And again, that's from my daily inspirational messages that can be found at revsandy.wordpress.com. So welcome, welcome. It's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So our show tonight is entitled Our Body Language. And our super talented guest is none other than Sister M. Safari Jordan Bay. And her special field is in CPR, but she has so much more to share with us. She's very passionate. She's very purposeful, and she just wants to get this done and get people to understand the importance of listening to your body language. So I really liked how she titled that. So we're going to be joining or having her join us momentarily. But audience, first of all, I want to let you know you're invited to join the discussion. And all comments are welcome all the time, and every voice is heard. So you don't have to worry about, oh, that sounds stupid. I shouldn't say that. We don't do that here. The only thing is that we stick to the rules of no vulgar or profane language be allowed. And so if you are, you'll be disconnected from the show. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819, and you would just press the 1 on your dial to let us know you want to talk live on air with us. And to ensure the best quality, because you can always go back and listen to any of the shows that we've done over the last 4.5 years. So in order to maintain a high quality, once I open up your line, I normally leave it open. And so I just need for you to mute it if you're not saying anything. We just want to make sure that those that are not able to be on here live with us can go back and hear a good quality show. So once again, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a quick music break, and then we'll be right back with our special guest speaker for the night, M. Safari Jordan Bay. So we'll be right back, you guys. Hold tight for us. And you guys know that's Jill Scott. She's singing Golden. And that's what I think of when I talk to M. Safari, because she has this vision for everybody. And it's about wellness, and it's about wholeness. And it's about completeness and balance. And so I started with that message about the onion. And that's because she also believes in the layers. And so it's not just the nutritional part or the physical part, but you have the spiritual and the energetic part. And so I'm just going to share a couple of things that came up for us in discussion when we were talking, lining up her show, because she's so vast, and with the knowledge that she has and the information that she comes to share with humanity. So we're just trying to, you know, figure out exactly, you know, where we would put this and you know, where we would, what would be the message that she would deliver. So we talked about her CPR. She really, really has a passion for that. And so hopefully in our discussion, she'll bring that up and explain to you why it's so important. We talked about the illnesses that we have are due to our eating, and that we can change our habits and benefit and live long, healthier lives. And I even have a testimony on that if we have time. And she wants to talk to us about the difference between an alkaline and an acidic body and mental health. And I tell you, she's just got it going on. So without further ado, I am so honored and pleased to bring on Sister Queen M. Safari Jordan Bay. And if you would do us the honor, sis, of telling us who you are so that the audience gets a feel of who you are from your perspective. And thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandy. You know, I appreciate you so much. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. We are happy to be here this evening to share a little bit about my little company, which is growing, and the name of my company is New Life, New Lives, Inc. And as I grow maturely every year, I'm beginning to experience a whole new life in and out. And I'm excited this evening. I am excited this whole month, starting from the 1st of July all the way to this Sunday, to this present moment. So with being excited, let me tell you a little bit of the reason why I'm excited. First, with New Life, New Lives, it deals with holistic alternative lifestyle, and it really works with your mind, body, and soul. As Sandy said, there's a lot of layers that we really deal with, but when we start dealing with the layer inside the layer, the core soul of us, it gets to the real root of whatever is making our body feel discomfort, okay? And for me, I have had a long journey with my health, and it's improved. I'm glad that I am more healthy in my mature years, that I want to share it. And a lot of people are willing and wanting to know how to live to their fullest potential. So with that in mind, let me get right to the core of it. New Life, New Lives was birthed out of a need of preparing healthy foods for my two daughters and myself. And it was really one of the limited budget. And so that budget was equipped the need to prepare meals with vegetables, fruits, nuts, and juices. And it got kind of funny because I was like, okay, what else can I give my children? Because, you know, we were used to eating meat and lamb and ground beef and stuff, and it was just not in the budget, you know. And we got to the point where I would say, okay, girls, we're going to the grocery store. Here's your coupons. Here's your coupons. And meeting at the grocery store in 15, at the cashier in 15 minutes, I was just not coming home. But we made out. We made out. And it got to the point where it was really sufficient in giving us stamina in our ability to look healthy and to flourish and to do what we need to do as a small unit. And the girls were full. They had snacks, you know. They had their meals earlier in the evening when they got home from school. So it was a great, it was a good experience. And on that limited budget, it was just amazing what we could do. It was really amazing. And then it kind of brought me to a realization that I became really passionate about being healthy, fixing, preparing meals for the girls. And so in that passion, a few years had rolled by, and I started sharing my knowledge with people at church and work. And then I began to realize that it really did have a mission, and that mission was Genesis 1:29, out of the biblical readings. And with that understanding in mind, I began to realize that I had a key to the kingdom of heaven. And that kingdom of heaven was at hand, even myself and my children and my friends and neighbors, that it gave inspiration of knowing that it was more than the layer of the surface of the mind. It was the God-given creator of the desire of God for us to be healthy as a people in every area of our lives, the mind, how we breathe, take the air in, and how we also we're able to breathe in and out, you know. And the breathing in and out just goes more than just hitting the lungs. It really, to me, aspires that we as people of God and humans breathe in deep enough to hit the spirit man, you know, and that's to understand that there's a soul inward, and that when we breathe in so deep, we begin to aspire knowledge to come up out of us that we know when we're walking and talking and eating correctly, because it resonates with us. It resonates a vibration, and most times it's a higher vibration than just eating fast foods and all the fried foods, you know. And as we've all heard, you know, God wants us to aspire health, mind, soul, and body. But when we look at the health part of it, it is above the norm from the very core of our being and aspects of our internal organs, those that we don't see, the blood cells, the blood veins, the endogram, the fluids that flow, that makes the body move and give strength to do the magnificent things that we do. And if we could actually really see our internal organs, how they operate, we will wonder how do they continue to manifest, to operate the way they do. Yeah. I believe sometimes I at one time took it for granted that, you know, I can just jump out of bed and put on my clothes and run to the store or run to the job or do various things with my children at one time. But I've come to a quality of understanding that I need to wake up and give reverence to my internal organs for just cleansing themselves at different hours of the night as I'm unconscious and as I'm resting, you know, and how when I wake up in the morning, I'm refreshed and they're ready to go again. They're ready to operate. They're ready to move the toes. How that is, the toes move, the big toe and the baby toe, and how they all can move at one time, you know. And then if we're looking and observing, we can see our bones, but we can't see the muscles, nor can we see the cells, nor can we see the veins. So it's that part of God's people prospering and being able to nourish. And again, Genesis 1:29 says, I've given you every fruit, grain, and nut, every leafy thing for your nourishment to be healthy and strong. So New Life, New Life's core mission is really a healthy nation determines the strength of its welfare of the people, the welfare of the people, the mind, body, and spirit, not so much as the financial, not so much as the materialist, but the wealth of their health, how they function, think, breathe, and move, determines the warfare. So if you have a sick people with health, the warfare is going to be a defeating battle. So New Life, New Lives is committed to providing quality health with assessment and educating clients to their specific needs, not only specific needs in health of discomfort or disease, but the welfare of their spirituality, their mentality, as well as how they are physically dealing. And what I like to do is work in an agreement with clients, you know. Wherever they are spiritually, I like to work with their spiritual beliefs because I am more so a certified natural health professional. What that means is I can work with a vast variety of modalities. So if that means, that specifically means that I could do modalities with your health and digestion, weight control, allergies, and I'll get into that a little bit more further. But as being a certified health professional, it gives a unique ability for me to share information with you, to enhance you in many different levels, as well as being a health minister. And I guess that's kind of a little out of order, but that's important too in being a health professional, to also deal with the spirituality and your mentality also in the healing modalities. So I kind of really enjoy talking about and enhancing the health modalities as an alternative along with your allopathic physician, which most people are inclined to follow and to go through, as well as to a homeopathic or naturopathic doctor and all the other specialties that we have as physicians. So, Sandy, you kind of gave me a very good introduction. I appreciate that. I want to acknowledge you for that.
You've done an excellent job of breaking it down. And I love your New Life, New Lives and the philosophy that you stand on and, you know, the richness of your program, especially with you as a certified health professional. But, you know, it was interesting to me, and I got a little chuckle out of it when you said that, you know, like your finances was the catalyst for you in changing your eating. But, you know, like what a grand reward that was for you and your daughters, you know, that,
yeah.
And so sometimes, sometimes when things like that happen, you know, we'd be a little embarrassed and we don't want to talk about it. We don't want nobody to know about it. But look how it's blessed you. You know, like you came out way on top with that one and you're helping the multitude of people. Yeah. So I really enjoyed the story as you were telling it. And another thing that you said that just really got me, you said breathe deep enough to touch your spirit. I've never heard that term. That is so perfect. I just, because it gives you a mindset, you know, like of this really deep, deep breathing. And, oh, my God, that was just, so those were just a couple of things that I wanted to touch on. So, no, you go right ahead, Dolly, because you rocking this thing, and I'm enjoying it.
And so the thing about, now I'll go back to that breathing thing, because breathing is the most critical thing in a healing process. It is so critical. It's critical from the time we wake up out of our conscious state to our most high functional conscious state during the day. I know we have many, many different work skill patterns. You know, the people, the most norm people work from, let's say, 8 to 3, 8 to 4, 8 to 5, 9 to 5. But those who work 11 to 7 or 10 to 3, you know, those swing shifts, that breathing at that time of morning is critical, because generally our bodies are cleansing. They're cleansing. And, you know, when we go to the allopathic doctor, he doesn't talk about this. He doesn't say that, you know, your lungs may be cleansing, starting to cleanse and regenerate the muscles and the tissues and the blood cells are revitalizing at 1 a.m. in the morning. Because every hour is a organ regenerating, revitalizing to function. And when one organ, for example, let's take the stomach. When the stomach digests, it will start approximately, let me back up, when whatever time you eat, and it's always as from a child or a young adult, feeding my children, I was always told to eat before 7 and 8 p.m. at night, because after that, it takes the stomach longer to digest and to empty out. So with that in mind, my children, most of the time when I did become conscious, they had food ready by the time they got home from school. So the oldest daughter would just have to heat up, or when she was of age to let herself then pick up her sister from daycare to start eating dinner before I got home. And so they were, our kitchen generally was cleaned up by 6 or 7 p.m. at night. So by the time they took their shower or bath, whichever, they had started digesting by 9 o'clock. And for a wake-up of the body, the first thing I gave them was fruit, juice, and fruit, and then anything else, because the body needs to wake up, and it needs not to be put in shock, because the norm is we will eat dinner, as American people, we will eat dinner after 7 o'clock. And then we will take a bath and go to bed. How does that energy burn within the body? It's food. If you think about the digestive system, that food is sitting in the stomach. And by the time it digests, because some people get up at 6 or 5, you know, determine how far they have to travel and what they have to do to get the family ready and out, they are ready, they're preparing to eat again. So where is the digestive? Where is the stomach emptying out? Because that's a process. The process for the stomach is to empty out completely, which means that muscle is churning. That muscle is breaking it down to the juices to go down through the digestive tract, down through the upper intestines, through the pancreas, the gallbladder, and then, and I'm just naming it really quickly, and then down through the lower intestine and then out. You know, it has to break up, as well as go through the liver. Now, when it gets to the liver, it has to churn enough to become liquid. So it can sit in the bladder is out. Anything else solid is called fecal. Fecal then is solid enough that it pushes out. So when we eat at 8 or 9 o'clock or later, and we get up at 6 and we're at the table again at 7 and we're eating and running out the door, the internal organs that we don't see and acknowledge is still trying to digest. And then we turn around and have lunch. And then we turn around and have snacks. And then we turn around and have another big meal and another big meal. And so we wonder why Americans are obese. Does it make a little sense? We never digest.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question.
We never digest.
Is that why intermittent fasting is so healthy for the body and helps person to lose weight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
It's
excellent.
Not so much as losing weight, but it's more so that your system gets a chance to rest and clean and flow your energy.
Okay.
Because now another thing that we're not really engaging in is the chemistry of our body with the enzymes and the foods that we eat. And enzymes are extremely important. I had one of my children ask me, how did I lose that much? How did I lose so much weight so fast? Well, I really didn't lose weight. I started eating right. Started eating better. And I had a lot of female trouble when I was younger. Oh, good gosh. And a lot of, matter of fact, as a young person in my teens, early teens, I believe, until just about finishing high school, I had such a heck of a job trying to develop out of puberty young woman.
That's funny.
I would be sitting up talking, and particularly for the time for my mentor. Oh man, sis, I'm telling you, I'll be having a conversation, and I just stand on the bank. Like, where is she? Oh, she's down there. Okay, but once again, I was eating food that didn't agree, didn't digest, and it was low anemia. Okay, a number of things. I would have vaginal infections. I was just a wreck, you know. And then, for some odd reason, I think with my first pregnancy, I realized I couldn't eat dairy. Couldn't do dairy. By the time I had my second child, I couldn't do any kind of dairy at all. Lactose intolerance. Now, I never had allergies until later on in life, like maybe about 10 years ago. And it could be a little bit longer. And so I realized at that point for my personal experience, I really needed to check what I was eating and how much I was eating. And so I had my first visit with my naturopathic doctor in D.C. And, well, the regular D.C. Naturopath. And she gave me a check-off list. How much did I eat? When did I eat? How did I feel? What my elimination processes were, and all the way to the smell, to the color. So that means I had to look behind myself after I finished everything.
Right.
And that made a big
right.
difference. You know, so thank you for the clarification. So new life, new lives. I share this information with people, and, you know, allergies in Georgia is really serious, you know, and to use an allergy, I'm just going to use hay fever, which is an abnormal secretion of the mucus gland, you know, and it affects the eyes and the throat and the nose with the itchy, and that's the airway passage, you know, and a lot of that can be corrected, but it must be consistent, you know, very consistent. And there's foods that help us do that, you know, and it's more like an alkaline food, you know, because you really should not eat dairy products, acidity products, foods that are hot or acidity, foods that are cool, or leafy foods, deep greens, lettuce. Romaine lettuce is a water lettuce. That's good for high blood pressure. If you're having an attack and you don't have anything left, if you take some lettuce and just eat it, it'll bring the pressure down. It won't get rid of the juiciness or the swelling, but it'll bring you back into balance with your equilibrium, you know. But I just want to share a little thing, a little that you could use to kind of put your hay fever and allergies. I don't want to say hay fever, just hay fever, but your allergies. Dark leafy greens, do like kale, mustard, turnips, Swiss chard, spinach, you know. Your citrus fruits like lemons and limes, mangoes, a good morning drink would be, and everybody knows this, a cup of hot water with some lemon or lime. But if you put a tap of ginger in it, it will hit the histamine right out and bring it right into alignment with your breathing pattern. Green tea is good with that. So if you make a concoction of lemon and ginger and green tea, would do it. Now, for a supplement, vitamin C is extremely good. But you got to be faithful to your body. Because I say that because I'm learning to be a little bit more concerning with appreciation for my internal organs. Another good herb is nettle. Nettle is really good, especially if you get nettle caps, nettle tea, nettle powder. It's really, really great. You can also create a soup. You can do a nettle soup. You can do a lemongrass soup, which is really tasty. For fruits, again, pineapple. I have a family member, in-law, who usually does pineapples, and I respect his pineapples because he does really pick a good, juicy pineapple. And then for, let's see, oh, here's one, a salad. So salads are great. Salads can be a real meal, not only for allergies, but for a meal to have nutrients and nourishment. When you use fresh leafy greens, you can use muslin, mixed greens. In the mixed greens, you could throw spinach, you could throw kale. Kale salad is good. You can put a lot of variety of greens together. And in that, you can really have a very light, mellow salad dressing. And my favorite one is lemon with a lemon and vinegar and olive oil or mixed oil to pour over my dressing. And it lasts. It tastes, it's really juicy. It's really nice, which gives you flavor. Now, I'm going to share a new recipe with some people. Now, for nuts, for allergy season, and those who suffer with allergy and mucus, once again, I just want to reiterate, cut back on all mucus-forming foods, that's anything white, your rice is even brown rice, okay? Substituting for brown rice or your rices and pasta, it would be quinoa, amaranth, spelt, and some of those you can mix together, and it's a nice hearty meal. And then my new recipe that I would like to share is nut meat. Nut meat is exactly what it is. Nut meat. You take nuts and you grind them up in a food process, and it becomes like a meat, very solid. You can put your seasonings in it. You can put other vegetables. You can put greens in it. You can put onions. Let's see. And let me share this. Nuts for allergies are sunflower seeds, almonds, walnuts are good. Makes it heavy and meat. Real, really tasty. And that with a good salad, and put a slice of avocados with it. I'm telling you, it makes it sound like a raw meal.
I'm writing it down because that's going to be my next meal. So, are you putting the avocado on the inside? Or are you mixing it with your nuts?
You can put avocado in it. You can put the avocado on the side of it, or you can mix. You can put half the avocado in it, or you can put the avocado sliced up and put it on the side.
Okay.
With your mixed salad now. So you know how heavy I am, right? But I'll make some nut meat, and I'll have a nice salad, and I'll have some quinoa with it, and I'll also have my avocado. That's a full plate.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a full plate. And I'm not hungry afterwards now, okay?
I bet. Yeah.
And so, I have to prepare some and let you come over or whatever we need to do. I'll just fix you a dish, you know?
Okay.
So with allergy season, I've given you, and don't forget your probiotics, you know? And some of the probiotics, you can always get sauerkraut or make your own sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
A great
probiotic,
you know, to eat. For those who want to control weight or loosen up in weight, sauerkraut, cabbage diet is good. Just don't go overboard. You know, everything in modesty and in decency. And so I've given you fruits, I've given you vegetables, I've given you a menu. Now, here's a juice. Spinach juice is really good. You know, you can dress it up with a little honey if it's not sweet enough. Turnip green juice, turnip juice. For essential oils, I have three. One is, chamomile is good. Chamomile tea is good, too. Roman chamomile essential oil. German chamomile, it's a little bit stronger than Roman chamomile essential oil. And you can let this oil. You know, you put a few drops in your hand and you rub it around and you put it towards your nose, you bring it up to your nose and you breathe in deep. You know, you do that a couple of times and that resonates through the body and you inhale and exhale. That's that breath again that is so vital that we have to breathe, you know. And the very last thing for putting your allergies in control is a colon hydrotherapy.
Yeah.
One that will help your whole internal organs say a aha moment, which is extremely, extremely well. And so you mentioned, Sandy, is that the reason why we fast intermittent. Well, with the regimen, as I've kind of given you to share with, the fasting is almost like when we were, I'll say the first baby boomers, as the first generation, to the millennials, we were raised in a time where we had those elimination processes four times a year.
Yes.
We were getting those bitter herbs, you know, or laxatives, as we have known the word as. And we would have to stand in line and get it, whether it was mineral oil or bitter herbs or any of the above that, you know, some people notice. Well, the millennials don't do that to their children. They will not give them a laxative. They will not give them an enema. I recall that when you were sick, and Sandy, you may remember, and even hearing the elders talk about, when they went to the hospital, the first thing they did, they gave them an enema before they treated them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They gave an enema first, and then they looked at the body. That's not done today. And so a very good author to read is Dr. Bernard Jensen. He is my Bible when I know I'm going through a cleansing in my body. Is what he
Give
says
me his name again.
Is Bernard Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He has several books out, and he talks about colon cleansing. He talks about juicing. He talks about the diet. He talks about the total healing of the body. And when
okay.
he talks in his book about the colon cleansing, and I think it's a 30-day colon cleansing, and it's several different pieces of how you can do that. He says the root of all diseases is sitting in the colon.
Mm-hmm.
Because it never cleanses thoroughly.
Right,
there
right.
There are liver cleanses out here. And what I try to do is to be knowledgeable when I need a colon cleansing and a professional one. So a hydrotherapy colon cleansing technician will give that to you by the way of the rectum. There's several different ways. There's two different kinds of machines. There's the open machine, then there's the closed machine. So my daughters, when they were young, and I was on the beginning of the journey, they had colon cleansing. Now,
okay.
A colonoscopy is totally different from a hydrotherapy cleansing.
Exactly.
Yes, it is. A hydrotherapy cleansing, you're awake. You know what's going on. But with colonoscopy, you're sedated. You don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Okay.
And those are not safe either, you know, so. All that has to do is live like a millisecond of an inch, and you know you can have some damage to your intestines with that process. So
yes,
there's
ma'am.
Less evasive
yes.
ways to do that same test. Yes,
yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And for me, I was trying to be the good patient, and I was going to have one, and you have to drink this solution.
Yeah. I've done it.
And I did too. Now, the last two I was scheduled to do, one was at the time of my mom and godmother and aunt. She was all rolled up in one for me. Was her transition. And I couldn't take the stuff. I couldn't drink it. So
yeah,
I waited a few years to go do another one. And so the very last one that I did not have a problem in coming into alignment, total alignment agreement with my body, was never, ever do it again. So
yeah,
my experience was I was literally at my daughter's house, one of my daughter's house, sitting in the corner trying to take this stuff, crying.
Yeah.
Crying like a baby. And seriously, well, so I said, I got to take this in order to do this colonoscopy. She said, oh, it's not that bad. Let me take it. I said, but she left me alone. I never heard anymore.
Yeah, that stuff is no joke right there, man. I don't know anymore either, you know. So when my insurance company actually sent me this little packet, and it said you have options. And when your doctor orders a colonoscopy, if they did not tell you that there's three other choices that you can pick from versus having that colonoscopy, you can refuse to have it because you did not have patient consent. And what that means is that they didn't give you all of the information, because some of these doctors make you think that, you know, you got to do these tests, and if you don't, you know, they're going to put red markings on your chart or something like that. But if they haven't told you about these other methods, then they can't do that, so there won't be any negative. And there's one that, you know, you collect your own stool and you send it in.
Yes.
And it has the same doggone test, you know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
But, yeah, I'm not going to do that one again either.
Mm-mm. No, that's too dangerous. My doctor that I have found since I have resided here is just a goal, a piece of gold to me, because she looks at me and she says, okay, well, you need to do this. Or I walk, first of all, I walk in and I say, okay, what do I need to do? And she looks at me like she can't even come up with anything. So she says,
right.
You know, and I'm just always doing the basics. I'm not above or below. I'm doing the basics that my body is telling me to do. And so she gives me the option. She gives me options. And,
and
I'll say to her, I want to have the extras. And she'll look at me in this last visit this year. She says, well, you can't get that because your insurance company will make you pay for it. I said, pay
right.
for it? But this is
yeah,
my own.
Yeah.
She says, you don't
yeah.
have this and you don't have that. So I go, I appreciate that because she gives me my options and she'll tell me what I'll be stuck with the bill. A lot of doctors don't do that. They just stick with the bill because they'll already pay it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
You're absolutely
so
right.
So,
yeah.
And so,
I think we're going to have to do a part two with you, but because we're coming up on the completion of our first hour. So we've only got 30 minutes left. I want to get a couple of points of clarification. And we have one caller that's been holding on for quite a while. But I want to clarify a couple of points for myself. We're going to take a short break. And so for the rest of you guys, if you have a question or a concern, you want to call and ask the question, the number is 516-531-9819, and you just press 1, and you can ask the question live on air with us. And I know you're getting lots of information because I'm on my third sheet with notes, so I'm just really having a ball with your discussion. I'm learning so much, man. This is awesome. One of the things that I wanted to ask about, you said on the herbs, you said nettle. And for those of you that are not familiar with that, that's N-E-T-T-L-E. It's a herb. And lemongrass.
Yes.
Now, you were saying to either make a tea or a soup out of them. Is that correct?
Yes. You can add nettle.
Okay.
You can make nettle. If you get fresh nettle from any farmer's market or a whole food or anything, you could just grind it up. If it's dry, let it dry out and let it. And then grind it up. If you get the capsules, just hypothetically, I'm just going to say this, you can open the capsules and make a soup. Now, you don't want to put a whole pot of water in there and you only open up four capsules. You're not going to have a soup at all. But you can do it in tea, drink the capsule. And I would say, I'm not prescribing as a doctor, but I'm saying I usually take a capsule like 2 times a day, like the physician would prescribe. I'll take it in the morning, I'll take it at noon, I'll take it before bedtime, because the more you have in the bloodstream, the cleaner the blood is, the more healthy you become.
Yeah.
So
you made so much sense when you were talking about, we did the castor oil, the 360s, and there was something else, so every time the seasons change, our bodies were being cleaned out. And we had more natural food to eat back then. We didn't have all this processed fake food being sold, in the markets now. So our bodies are just being overloaded with crap that's not really designed for human consumption. And we can't seem to get that in our minds. We can't seem to realize that the food industry is making a mockery of us by selling us substitutions for food and calling it food. And that's why we're having so many issues. But I'm loving all of this information that you're giving for people to be able to correct their own health. So we got a couple of more callers now. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. To answer your questions and to continue with this powerful, powerful discussion. So we'll be right back, you guys.
Mm-hmm. just want to give what I have to give. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Plan. Hope I can pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. Honey, when you give your love to me, together we can make some history. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. You're playing music for people, getting up early in the morning just to catch a plane, a bus, and a train, going insane, fanning the flame. So then why? Is it for love? Is it for self-expression? Is it to combat depression? Is it to make people happy? I mean, I love it. I can hear it. I can listen to what somebody smiles at. But when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm surly, and when I'm glad, then that sunshine turns to rain. And I just can't stand the pain. And I feel I'm going insane till I get back home again. When I think I can't compete, and I just can't find the beat. When I'm old, when I'm young, when my final song is sung, I sure hope we have some fun spreading love to everyone. So before I tip my cup, I just wanna pick somebody up.
Humanity, pick somebody up. And the artist there is Raul Madon, M-I-D-O-N, Raul, R-A-U-L, if you've never heard it before. I tell you, I heard I'm a boy in the morning, shoot, on WCLK, and he blew that, and I was like, oh my God, that's the record right there. And I didn't get the name right or anything. I called it a little bit of everything. And I, Morris Baxter. And I was just like, I'm going to keep listening until I hear that song again. So
absolutely.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Welcome back
really
to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And we're going to, if she will allow us to pick her brain just a little bit more, have a part two of this show with our queen sister M. Safari in August. So you guys keep your fingers crossed. Let's see what she has to say. We have two guests, and I want to bring this first person on. They've been holding on for quite a bit. Area code 708-577. Would you give us your name and your question, comment, concern, or just tell us what you got for us?
Well, my name is the Reverend Dr. Alberta Bossell.
Hello there.
Hello, my darling. I've been talking about this evening. and I'm just listening to all the wonderful knowledge that you're imparting to us. I'm enjoying it.
Great.
Well, good. Thank you. Did you have a question for M. Safari or?
No, not really. Okay. When you were talking about doctors, I was telling a personal story back here about 3 weeks ago. I was having some lethargic, not high energy, just drooping and moping around. So I went to my doctor and I said, something isn't right. That's not me. I said, I need a blood test. And so he sent me to the place where they take your blood because I thought maybe my hemoglobin was down. Well, when the test came back, it found out that I had my A1C was a 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been a bad girl. And so I got right up on it. So he asked me, do you want me to give you some different medication? I said, no, I can do this. It has never been 9 before. I know pretty much what I did for it to get that way. So I've cut out a lot of things and back to normal.
Excellent. Great. Excellent. We need you here. Dr. Bissell, we need you. You got to do better. I am so elated that you called in. How are you?
I'm really, spirit is good. I did what the doctor told me to do, and I did some things that I knew to do. And, you know, you can't keep a good woman down.
No matter what the circumstances.
But we have to, as you were saying, use good wisdom and good judgment with our bodies. We're not getting any younger. Of course, we're not getting any older. But in between that,
yes,
I don't even say the word.
Right. Right.
And
you're
in
right.
between,
you're getting mature.
As we mature, we need to just take a closer look at what's going on the inside. Because what is going on in the inside will reflect on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yep.
So I agree with everything that you're saying, and I was moved by you saying that what caused you to be on this journey, to get on this journey. And I thought to myself, man's extremities is God's opportunity. And God moved in and through that situation for you and your family to put you where you are today. And that's a good thing.
Absolutely. I am divinely blessed with it, by it, and through it. And I'm really elated. I just never thought I would be at this, I would never be in this type of position or environment that I'm in, you know. It's one that the journey becomes interesting and I'm like relaxed, relieved, and lifted. I'm really lifted and I see the elevation that where I was and where I am. And my daughters have come out very, they're excellent cooks. They know what they can and what they should be doing, but they're mature. They're independent. They have that they have their choices now, and I just accept their choices that they make. But they're excellent cooks, though.
Great. Thank you for being with us. I'm gonna bring on our next caller. And see what we have. Caller 404-371. You want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and whatever comments.
May I say this, my sisters? I must chime off. I didn't think I'd be on, but I must, though. Missy, we'll talk at another time. God bless you and continue your work. In peace and love.
Thank you very much. Peace and love to you.
Thank you. Okay.
So,
caller 404.
You have another guest?
Yes, 404-371.
Not really sure how to talk. I pressed 1. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First, Reverend Sandy Rogers, thank you so much for having the show. And also, thank you to M. Safiri Jordan Bey for giving us your knowledge today. I am especially interested in what to do for allergies and asthma. And so I'm hoping that in August you'll highlight that a little bit. But my question is, could you please repeat the name of the author of that book, Dr. Bernard? And I just could not get the last word.
Okay. I have some other resources. Dr. Bernard Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, Jensen.
Pretty
sure that's the stuff. And other good books to read is a very excellent book if you have allergies and you have a lot of mucus building is Professor Arnold Eckert, E-H-R-E-T-S. The name of that book is Mucusless Diet, Mucusless, M-U-C-U-S-L-E-S-S. Diet, Healing, System. The name of the book is Mucusless Diet Healing System. It's an excellent, excellent, excellent book. He has several books out. And he also has a student who did an annotated, revised version of his book.
Okay,
and his
great.
Name
Thank
is,
you.
Okay. His name is Dr.
Yes.
Professor Spira.
Professor
Spira. S like in Sam, P like in Peter, I-R-A.
Oh, Spira. Great. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm signing
look
off.
Forward. Okay. Thank you. And what's your name again?
My name is Pat Beatty, and I'm looking forward to August.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Beatty.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Incredible. Incredible. See, okay, we got one more. Give me 1 second. Let me open up their line. Caller 862-237. I want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment. Or
hi, my name is Amiqua Worley, and I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee. As I see them on the road, and I want to tell Mr. Perry that we are proud that you are representing our family and that you're doing a great job. And I highly recommend Miss Sandy Rogers to send us a copy of this interview.
Yes, ma'am.
And if it's possible, we will be definitely honored as a family, as a whole, that it is a part two, because we are very proud of our mother. I know, especially I am, just to see that she's the last elder in our family, and somewhere we know that she did a great job as a mother and keeping herself healthy so she could see 5, 6, 7, 8 generations that she can see into her family. And so I just want to say that we want that we're proud of you. M. Safiri, a.k.a. my mommy.
Bless you.
Beautiful.
I just got 2 questions that I know I should have had in my notebook. One is, once when a woman has, a hysterectomy. Thank you, honey. once when a woman has a hysterectomy, what type of herbs or vitamins that she can take because her pH balance may be off? And some women, mm-hmm. you know, they go to the Walmart. I'm just going to use Walmart pharmacy. And they get sometimes a depository to put up. And we don't know what's made out of those depository chemicals. And wow. so a friend of mine asked me, what can she do to be able to control her pH balance in her body? And two,
okay.
the second question is, okay. Oh,
okay.
two.
Okay, I'm listening.
Listen, we always do that.
No, you're breaking up. That's why. I thought you were.
And
you kind of.
And two, how long does it take for mucus, years of mucus in your immune system to clear or to thin out to get all of the toxic waste? Does it take years? Months? I know it's not an instant gratification where you can say, okay, I take this pill or take this drink of tea and it's, you get rid of it. How long does it take to get rid of the mucus in your body?
Okay,
question
number one. Yeah, question number one. That the hysterectomy and the pH is imbalance because of your diet test. And that's a question that I would need to have more information through an assessment to give you a direct answer for the person who is inquiring. To give a general answer may not be the best thing to do. But an assessment will target in on whether the person enzyme or chemical imbalance or food, nutrition, or supplement maintenance. In other words, what I'm saying, it could be a person, being minute to give you an answer, could be dehydrated. Because one drinks water, and let's say they're drinking 32 ounces, 32 ounces, maybe 64 ounces a day, does not mean that that's enough water to become hydrated. You could still be dehydrated because you may need extra fruit at certain times of the day. You may need water. You may need other nutrients. You know, I don't want to say supplement, but nutrients. You may need to eat a particular type of food. You might need to be eating spinach, you know, that kind of retains water, you know. You may need to be drinking a certain type of tea that will relax the cells and the tissues that are using all of that liquid that's flowing throughout your body, okay? Which means body is 85% water, okay? 85 to 90% water. Out of the 85% water, that fluid is flowing somewhere and not flowing through. It's kind of stuck. So you may get swelling, okay? Or you may be just drowned, and that could come out in the skin, which is the biggest part of the body's detoxification.
Yeah.
To answer your second question, how long does it take the mucus to detox from the body? That really depends on what you are intaking. Okay? I'm going to use someone who cannot eat grapefruit. Grapefruit, lemons, oranges are great for breaking up mucus. At the same time, you can't eat two grapefruit and one orange and think that's going to do it because most of the time, the American diet is a mucus diet, which means you're eating mucus that's piling up from the brain cells to your toes. Okay? Because when your brain is not flowing the fluids that need to be getting through and eliminating all of the toxins and the waste through the body, through the blood and the water, it makes the body flex. That's another entity that people become overweight. Majority of the time, the mucus settles in the intestines. Okay? So there are foods that you can eat to eliminate the mucus. There are teas and herbs that you can bind to eliminate the mucus. And it must be consistent. So how long would that take? That could take to get it totally out of the body. It may take 3 years. But if a person is consistent, it could take a year or it could take 9 months. But it is the because once you start the journey of a mucus diet, you eliminate certain foods.
Okay. All right. So, and to answer your question, Amika, you will be. You can. There's two ways that you can check for the rebroadcast link. I'm going to share it with your mom. You can always just go to blogtalkradio.com/Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S, and that will pull up all of my shows. And then the second is on Facebook. There's a group called Life, Love, and Wellness Global, and it will be a rebroadcast link will always posted on there as well, okay?
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you. We appreciate
you guys
it. Oh, yes. Thank you. And so we've got about 9 minutes, but we do have one more caller, and so we want to take the call and answer. So it's area code 770-527. Will you tell us who you are and your question or comment, please?
Hi, my name is Christina Beatty. Hi, I'm Safiri.
Hello, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had to jump at the chance to go ahead and pick your brain as soon as I heard that you were going to be on this show. Thank you, Ms. Rogers, for having me on.
It's so good to hear
yes,
from
it's
you.
My pleasure.
There was so much information. I tried to write as fast as I could. But in the meantime, I'm going to get this info from you now since I have the opportunity. I did write down that you two questions. It was about the colon cleansing and the natural laxative part. What was the natural laxative that you mentioned, and could you just clarify again about the different colon cleansing machines? You said open, close. I didn't quite hear what you said.
Okay, somebody has some background noise going on. Could you watch your background
I don't know where
noise?
That is.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
not
I can
me.
That. I can. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
goes.
So
okay.
You asked me about a colon cleanser?
Yes, you had mentioned an open and closed machine.
Okay.
Or
yes.
About the colon. I couldn't quite make out.
Okay. So that is when you go to a hydrotherapist who cleanses the colon. And she has. There's two machines. One machine is an open machine, and it's a different method. That method is when you insert it to yourself. The closed one is the technician inserts, and it runs out in a different manner. So one pushes water up in you, and it releases the other one. You push in yourself, the water comes up, and then you have to remove to release all of the impurities that come out. But all of that is done with a natural herb, some type, whichever the therapist, the technician or therapist, whatever they call yourself at the time, does that. Okay? There is a wonderful sister that I just met Let me see if I can't get her name. Let me see if I can get her name up without losing you. What is the name of the place? Oh, God. But she's locally right in East Point.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a wonderful facility. And for my clients, I do something a little total different that they can service themselves. But for the hydrotherapist, colon therapist, I'll make sure I get the name to you. You give me a call, and I hope you have my personal number. I'll get the name for you. It's Spaces mm-hmm. Holistic something. I can't seem to get the name
okay.
that quick.
You'll have to share it with the audience next time, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that everybody
really
has
good.
It. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so if you need to get in touch with me, you can always call me on the business number, which is 404. Why don't I know the number? I think I'm having a moment. It's,
that's okay.
404-482-5554.
282-5554?
Uh-huh. 482.
Okay.
Did you say 282 or 482?
482. And if anyone, if that number is not accurate, Sandy, I will definitely call and leave that number with you. That number.
Okay.
It's your
okay.
new
404.
Number, really.
404-482-5554.
5-4. 5-4, okay. The one thing I shouldn't have said is for me. So, yes, and that's under New Life, New Lives.
Okay.
Well, thank
that
you so much.
Good.
We appreciate your question, Christina.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting, and thank you for letting us call in. You guys have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Too. And so, M. Safari, you want to go ahead and give the rest of the listening audience ways to contact
okay.
you, email, or, you know, however
yeah.
you do it, your Facebook pages,
okay.
Instagram, whatever you use.
All right. The email is new life, L-I-V-E-S. Lives, because we live in many lives. We have many lives to live. Every day and every minute we're dying, but we have new life. New lives, okay? And that's at Gmail. And the website will be coming very soon. I have to take the website down and modify it. And the other services that I do is CPR. Okay, and we will be forming classes. Classes are coming up for August and September. And we have, it's two different classes. One class is Health Savers First Aid, CPR and AED. You learn how to use the defibrillator for emergencies. And then the second class is Basic Life Support, which are geared to health professionals, doctors, lawyers, nurses, daycare center, dentistry, you know, that is geared for EMTs, for basic health savers, anyone. And if you want to know who needs that, we all need it. We need it in our families.
Yeah.
We need it on our jobs, in our social circles, restaurant owners, food vendors, we all need to be able to assist and be ready to help when and where needed, because
yeah.
we never know. We just recently have a new ancestor in my family a couple of months back. My cousin transitioned and he had a heart attack, and they had to do CPR. You know, I don't know how that the details of it, but it's vital because we need to be prepared and we need to know what to do and Yes. We can help. We can help people,
yes,
no matter who it is.
Yes.
And
right,
and most people suffer when they're alone, you know, as well as other one out of five adults at any given time who need CPR, you know. So
yes,
knowing that we care. And the other, real quickly, Sandy, I just want to share, we also do facilitating. As I started off saying that we empower people to know. So there are classes or workshops, I should say workshops, in chronic pain self-management, chronic disease self-management, caregiver, powerful tools for caregivers who care for people. I just finished a class with the VA urgent care type with their members in a workshop. We also do a workshop for matters of balancing, preventing falls. And then there's LIGMO, which is an excellent, excellent workshop that I do with senior citizens, events, yeah, small group, women's groups, civics groups, just sitting around that we can have. It's a conversational piece with interactivity. That's really nice. And so there's multiple things, but you can reach me again at 404-482-5554 at newlife@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from everyone and enjoyed myself tremendously.
You are powerful, and I will be reaching out to you later during the week and talk about the dates for next month. I have everything scheduled for this month. So, again,
mm-hmm,
I appreciate you for being so thorough and providing just an abundance of information to the listeners of the show. And we were highly impacted by your passion and your power. So we thank you, and we'll see you
thank
next
you
month. Hopefully you'll be
yes
back with us. And we
yes
love you, and we appreciate you so much. All right,
thank
you guys.
You,
I'll see you next
you
week, same time, 9 o'clock on Tuesday.